In this bulletin, Xi Jinping and Donald Trump confirm a bilateral meeting after uncertainty. Police allege a crime gang always intended to kidnap and murder a Sydney mother. And in sport, rising Aussie golf stars make a strong start in their bid for an Asia-Pacific title. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. A bilateral meeting between the leaders of China and the US has been confirmed, following uncertainty around whether the talks would proceed. There has been a recent escalation in trade tensions between the two powers after the Chinese government dramatically expanded curbs on exports of rare earths minerals. US President Trump quickly threatened to retaliate with tariffs and other measures earlier this year, but has since expressed optimism about reaching a trade deal with China. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Levitt says President Trump is travelling to Malaysia tonight, where he'll also visit Japan and South Korea, where he'll meet President Xi on Thursday after addressing the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Summit. A former Australian ambassador to Russia says the only way to stop the war in Ukraine is to force Russia to stop via measures including sanctions. American President Donald Trump is targeting Russia's two biggest oil companies with sanctions, prompting global oil prices to rise by nearly 5% on Thursday and for India to consider cutting Russian imports. Former Australian ambassador to Russia, Peter Tesh, told ABC, US President Donald Trump needs to apply the same pressure to Russia as he has in the Middle East.
The United States is the only country that really has sufficient levers to pull to really demonstrate to Russia that the costs of the war to Russia will only increase. And that requires a certain number of measures, such as the decision to apply sanctions to Russia's major source of war revenue, oil and energy exports. Also, I think it's very clear that the United States is still enabling, as it should, Ukraine to conduct strikes against the sources of the threat.
Mr. Tesh added that he's concerned by other powers like China and North Korea colluding with Russia. Police allege the organised crime gang responsible for the murder of a mother in Sydney's southwest in April always intended to kidnap and murder the victim. Three men aged 20, 21 and 32 have each been charged with murder and other offences, including to conspire and agree to murder a person. The body of 45-year-old T. Kim Tran was found in a burned-out car in Beverly Hills in Sydney's southwest on the 17th of April, while her 8-year-old son was left with injuries after being beaten with a baseball bat. Homicide Squad Commander Detective Superintendent Joe Dewey says her husband was allegedly involved with an organised crime gang in Melbourne, which attempted to communicate with him to retrieve their allegedly stolen drugs.
When that failed, they had always planned to attend that victim's residence. We will allege that regardless of what happened, it was their intention to attend that address, kidnap the victim and murder her.
Legal experts, engineers, public housing residents and others are criticising the Victorian government's plan to demolish all 44 of Melbourne's public housing towers. The state government says the towers are not fit for purpose. However, analysis released by architects and engineers argues that retrofitting them would be both cheaper and more eco-friendly. At an event on Thursday night, a public forum made collective calls for the state government to commission and release detailed evaluations of all the towers' structural conditions. The demolition will lead to the relocation of more than 10,000 residents, with over 60,000 people currently on the priority waitlist for public housing in Victoria. Speaking to SBS outside the Flemington Towers, locals, including Fiacra, have been protesting the demolition site.
Ultimately, I think what so many people who are opposed to this want is the government to build public housing and the government to, you know, remain the provider of, you know, social housing, whatever it may be. But that means it has to be public housing because, yeah, the private sector doing it leads to worse outcomes.
To sport now, and in golf, rising Aussie stars Billy Dowling and Harry Tuckis have made strong starts in their Asia-Pacific Amateur Championship title bids. Queenslander Dowling was joint leader after the first round at the Emirates Golf Club's Majles course on Thursday, shooting a 6-under-66 to share the opening day spoils with 17-year-old Vietnamese prospect Can Hung Lee and Thailand's Phifa Lau Pak Di. Australia's number one ranked amateur, Tarkus, was just a shot behind another four players who fired 67s on the celebrated course. Dowling is well placed to follow in the footsteps of fellow Aussie winners of the Asia Pacific, with any victory booking him a spot at the Augusta and British Opens in July. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.